Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Thursday.
Happy, happy. What's going on? How's everybody?
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
Yeah, we're so happy.
Happy Thursday. What's going on, Jay? We're hanging out today.
Hanging out today. Mm-hmm. Not much going on in my world, honestly.
No, not
pretty
much
chill.
Either.
Just played Dress to Impress for 8 hours last night.
Of course,
Till, like, my eyes were like physically like hurting.
Yeah,
you know when you see. Yeah.
You know what I think about video games and being online and being on my computer and whatever. I did so much of that when I was like when the computer like literally became a thing, like when it was invented.
Back in my day.
But for real, like I would sit on the computer from the moment I got out of school until 1 a.m. every day from like 7th grade until college.
Yeah,
And it was just non-stop. I did nothing but go on. I would sometimes go outside, like occasionally, but mostly I was on the computer playing games, writing in my Zanga, writing, you know, like MySpace when it came around.
Oh yeah, MySpace,
like,
Club Penguin,
like all Startle. Kinds of shit. Games out the ass. Like yeah. I was doing shit all the time. Now I like can't do it for a long time, and I was trying to hold myself accountable and make my beautiful island an Animal Crossing, and I haven't touched it since the day that I opened it. And I didn't tell my brother that because I know he's going to be really upset with me, and he thinks I'm working on my island, but I'm not.
Wow, you haven't played it at
all?
No,
because I just, like, I feel like it requires too much brain power now. Like, I want to zone out and, like, watch a show.
Yeah, I get
that. You know,
that.
But I have to get over it because I feel like I'm missing out on all these fun things.
I also think the first, like, couple, like, days on Animal Crossing, like, are super boring because, like, you have to wait to get, like, stuff.
Right.
Like, your house and, like,
yeah,
whatever.
Like, all I was doing was collecting peaches and sticks. Like, we've discussed. Like, it's just, like, how many fucking peaches and sticks can I get?
I skip ahead. Like, I change my Switch time.
My brother told me not to do that for some reason about like the. Oh no! He told me a different thing. He said don't set your. He was like, don't set your time zone in like Southern Hemisphere because the seasons are reversed.
Are different. Yeah.
And he was like, I did it because I thought I would get like different tropical fish or something. And he was like, it didn't do anything.
It just
made me winter. Yeah.
Damn.
So he told me not to do that.
Yeah, no, I just will, like, I'll jump ahead to, like, Tokyo time. So it's, like,
got it. Maybe
the next morning.
Maybe
yeah.
Because
I get bored. I'm like, well, I already shopped till I dropped today.
That's what I'm saying.
I gotta wait till see.
It's a little too.
Yeah.
I think the consistency thing is what it is. But I'm happy that you're having fun with Dress to Impress.
Thanks. It's my new little niche thing that I'm going to be hyper-focused on for probably 2 weeks and then never play again.
Of course. But, don't let it make you bankrupt. Those games, I said it before, the Kardashian game
it's
got me
so
for a while,
bad. I did, yeah. I think I spent like $20 in total. Like, you gotta spend the money though because like all these girls are slaying, eating with these outfits and I'm like in a fucking tank top and jeans. I'm like, I gotta get the cool outfits.
Of course.
Get the cool dresses, you know, the accessories. Mm-hmm. So I had to cough it up.
Yeah. And I would do the same.
Yeah.
And that's really the issue there. So
yeah, it's brutal. I thought it was like a fully free game, but it is fully free, but like you need to pay money
in
order to like.
But if you want
to
keep up with the Joneses, you gotta.
No, exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
We all know that. Well, that's exciting.
Anything with you?
I'm trying to think what I did last night. I canceled my solid core class and moved it to today. So we're doing it today because we had a little boozy ice cream yesterday and I was worried and I ate it so fast.
Oh, that you were scared?
That I was scared that I was going to make myself sick.
Yeah, I
like,
get that.
On the machine. And, you know, so I had to move it, but I'm excited. I'm going kind of late today. It's like an 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
But I like, I'm
I like
night
that.
Owl.
Yeah,
yeah,
I like
night
that.
Owl, so I think I'm going to enjoy that. And
except if it would be like I coming home from work and like relaxing and then having to get back.
Ideally, it would be like 7.
Yeah,
I would like 7, but it was waitlist, so I chose 8:10. But I was saying before on TikTok, I was talking with my tea, and I said that this is a rare occurrence. Occasionally, we have where we recorded the podcast yesterday morning for yesterday's release.
Yeah.
And then now it's Wednesday for us here.
Yeah.
To be recorded on Thursday. So recording 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we talked all day long and now we're talking all day long again.
I know.
It's like how much
security guard
Dan
was like, do you guys record every day? And I was like, it feels like it.
It feels like every
but
day.
No, only twice
Ooh,
a
but
week.
But I love the idea of people thinking we're recording
word,
every day. Yeah, let's go.
I'm like, okay, clearly security guard Dan thinks we're working
yes,
hard.
Yes, he does.
Hell yeah.
Security guard Dan, get your Twitter out. Start tweeting about how hard we're working.
Yeah, start like snapping some pics.
Yeah, snapping pics of us like running down the hallway.
Like, there they go again. Like recording
also, when we carry all the cameras in the end of the day.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
We love that.
But yeah, we are back to back now. So
yeah,
not much has changed in the past 24 hours, except
not with us anyway.
Yeah, not
but
with us.
But of course, the news cycle continues. I would say first things first. Anyone that believed, anyone on this earth that believed for a single second that the random, like, printed out Word document that detailed the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift breakup.
Like PR crisis.
You need help.
Yeah.
You need help. Like,
no,
that,
but clearly, no, open schools. Like, open schools.
Open the schools. People
because
are being
clearly
fools.
You guys don't have media literacy.
No, it's embarrassing.
Or just maybe even literacy in general. No. Classified document is going to have all of the information about the document on the first page.
On the first page, and also just left haphazardly on a desk.
Yeah.
So
and taken on a Snapchat.
Right. So explain the origin, because I saw that, but I didn't realize like that's what it was.
Yes. So the original picture literally stemmed from somebody's Snapchat, and the Snapchat, it's a picture of the piece of paper, and the caption says, "This was on Emily's desk, LOL."
Okay.
And then I guess it started to spread online, and now like it hit the news cycle, and people are reporting on it. I guess Daily Mail was the first. Of course,
because always. They'll jump at anything.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't go check out? I didn't go look and see if Dumois had words, but I guarantee they were like, this is facts, true, for sure. We heard from a very credible source. This is true.
Yeah.
And it's like literally the fucking wind.
But the
document in question, we were kind of making jokes over it, but so... there is a document floating around, photos of a quote-unquote document floating around that is supposedly a full multi-page outline detailing the PR relationship between Travis and Taylor and their impending breakup on September 28th.
And, like, how they're going to handle it.
And how it's going to be handled and, like, which interviews Travis is going to take, what he's going to talk about.
Magazines are going
to
talk to.
To be honest, it is a good – I read through it. It's a pretty decent PR PR plan in case something were to go wrong, like, you know, whatever. Obviously, the fact that they're using Travis and Taylor as the example is what tells me that this is clearly like for a class.
Yeah,
or
that's
for
what I was
going to
say. It seems like it's for some PR marketing class.
100%. So anyway, so but it was found on Snapchat.
Yeah,
that makes it lends it more reason to believe that.
From like some TMZ had like a funny statement, but I guess Full Scope is the like name of the publication, a PR company that Travis uses.
Yeah.
So that's why everyone's like, oh, wait, what? But you can take Full Scope's logo like off of Google.
I mean,
like,
you can screen grab it on your fucking, you know what I'm saying?
And then also the Snapchat caption says, "This was on Emily's desk, LOL." And Full Scope came out and said, like, we haven't hired anyone named Emily.
We don't have anyone named Emily.
They're like, we don't have anyone named Emily.
Right. So cue in all the, see, I personally,
From Full Scope categorically denies the alleged plan.
So dumb.
Entirely false and fabricated, was not created, issued, or authorized by this agency.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So my problems are this. One is we saw this floating around and then, obviously, you know, didn't mention it because it's obviously fucking fake and stupid and like not real. Then, of course, fucking, you know, all the mouth breathers in this office decide to turn it into like their own personal content. Dante's writing a blog about it. Kevin's doing a 1 minute. Man.
I know.
Everybody's spreading it far and wide.
No, I know. One of my
open the conversation. I'm like, you guys are all so fucking stupid.
One of my home friends sent in our Instagram group Kevin's 1 minute man.
My friend
was like,
Andrea
wait,
did the
what?
Same thing.
And I was like, it's fake.
My friend Andrea was like, this is fake, right? I'm like,
wait,
yes.
I think he deleted it.
Oh, did he?
I think
no,
so.
No, no way. Not as of like a few minutes ago, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, it's still there.
It's on his personal.
Huh, that's weird because my friend sent it to me, but now in the DM it says it's unavailable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it should be deleted because it's total bullshit and it's just spreading around like the most blatant lie of all time.
It's crazy.
And the Daily Mail should be ashamed of yourself. Like, these news outlets, they stoop so low for this engagement, for these conversations. And here we are. We're talking about it all day long. And we're only talking about it because these morons are talking about it all day long. We're getting asked all day. We're getting pulled on the rundown.
We got asked about it. like one question.
Oh, did we
someone
get a,
was
a
like, did you see
it?
That Travis, like, whatever. But yeah, like, it's annoying that yeah. people just can't put two and two together and just all use right. their brains and be like, hey, like, this doesn't seem legit. And it's not legit.
And it's
like,
not legitimate. Yeah. And I think that, yeah, I think that we need to remember, Swifties, that the trusted source is Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
That is a trusted source. And I feel like they're the only real, true blue
yeah.
trusted source.
Maybe like
source.
People.
People is a good one.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
is, they're okay too.
Yeah.
And
I always go by TMZ, People, sometimes E! News, and Entertainment Tonight.
I will for certain. I'm saying Taylor specifically.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
okay.
Taylor
okay, okay.
specific.
Oh, okay,
sorry,
okay,
Taylor
okay.
Travis
no, sorry, yeah,
specific
okay.
news. Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And People is usually they.
Yeah, okay.
They have integrity yeah. as well.
Mine is I meant
is
more
regularly.
Broad. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I look always at E Online. I look at TMZ because
TMZ
has fallen off
for is
me.
A little scummy in yeah. ways, but I do find that they are. Most of the time accurate, if not.
They stay in their lane.
Yeah.
And they don't report garbage, is what
yeah.
I appreciate. They sometimes report, like, you know, maybe, I don't want to say insensitive is not the right word, but they produce
no,
garbage.
They
but
they
in a different,
they've
way.
They've done some scumbag things. Like, I'm
for
pretty
sure
they, like, reported on the Kobe Bryant's death, like, before
his
Vanessa
family
even
knew.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They do scummy shit
yeah,
for clicks
yeah.
for sure, but they don't print. Completely fabricated
yeah, yeah,
lies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
so we respect them for that.
Yeah.
But so yeah, this is floating around. Pay it no mind. Again, it looks like a school project. And you know, congrats to whoever made this school project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you got an A. Like it was a good outline. And I think that using that as an example in a class, I understand where you're coming from with that because that's a good exercise
mm-hmm.
to like do something like that. The thing is, like, you can't be like sharing it around or having people take screenshots
yeah,
and it
yeah.
getting out of control like this. Like,
yeah.
you just gotta, you know, which I'm sure whoever made this didn't think that was gonna happen. Like, who thinks like they
Snapchat.
See that and they think it's real? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's
totally.
How, but that Gia is why, like you said, we need to open the fucking schools. Like, the media literacy is the
it's
nation's
disturbing.
Media literacy is at a
yeah.
an alarmingly low
yeah.
percentage
yeah.
at this
yeah.
point, and it's like everyone again. I think we need to get offline for like a week, maybe read a couple books, maybe
yeah.
understand reality again, and then come back.
I'm sure you're the same
everyone's freaking out.
Friend as I am, but I'm very much like the pop culture confirmer for
yes.
my friend group. So like they'll send something
it's
and I'll be like,
and
that's
curse.
Not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gift
be like,
a
how
curse.
Do you know? It's like, well, because it's being reported to by like Page Six. Like it's just like
the sources. Trust
yeah.
me, bro.
Yeah, like, no, literally.
I honestly, it is a gift and a curse. I like being the one that my friends mm. ask me because
yeah.
I like to be all knowing. But I hate when they
having
try
to
like, or no, I hate when they question
mm.
what I'm saying because I'm like, hey, bitch, I'm the one that's on
yeah.
all the time. Like I know what's real and what's fake, and it's embarrassing that you don't know what's real and
yeah.
what's fake. I got in a. You'll die. I can't believe I didn't bring this up already. I'm not going to say which friend because, you know,
mm-hmm.
one of my very good friends, and we talked about it after, but it was still a little weird. We got in a fight. It wasn't like a fight.
Yeah,
but
I get what you
was.
Mean.
Like,
yeah.
We were drinking. There was wine
yeah,
involved.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
a whatever. Talking about Blake Lively.
Okay.
And I was like, no. I was like, there's a PR train, like, up her ass, making her look bad. And I was like, and this is XYZ, and this is XYZ. And then he was like, I heard she's a bitch. Like, just, like, troll
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
And being like, no, by the way, you're wrong. And I was like, oh, really? I almost, like, killed my friend. I was
That's
like,
hilarious.
Wash your fucking mouth right now. Like, it was, I was so mad because all day long, all we do is deal with people
it's who
like
I
that.
I think it is.
It's my, you've never met him.
Okay.
You've
okay,
never.
Okay.
Oh, no, yes, you have.
Okay.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
And yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
I guarantee, yes, it is.
Hilarious. Okay. Yeah, that's so funny.
Obviously.
Because the way that you said, I heard she's a bitch.
No,
like,
I swear to God, I almost killed
voice.
Him.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I almost killed him on my friend's roof.
That's
like,
so
I,
funny. Oh, my God.
And then I texted him, he's like, I can't believe we were fighting about Blake Lively. I was like, no, for real.
No,
but then
sometimes
but I was kind of serious. Like, I wasn't really drinking, and he was just like, everybody was talking about whatever.
Yeah.
And usually when we have these conversations, it's fine. But I think that I just was like so tired. I'm so tired
of
fighting
with having
kind of response.
Yeah.
Like just fighting
just like
with people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, I promise you, I know what I'm talking about. And you sound like a troll.
Yeah.
And I can't handle the trolls.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I knew it.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's
so
funny. I know.
So,
no,
yes.
That's like this. Like,
but
luckily, my friends, like, aren't super, like, in the pop culture world. So mostly I'm just, like, confirming or denying, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah, of course.
Is this
yeah.
true? Is this not true? And I'm
most
like, yes,
I.
No. Yeah. Like, I'm like the PR agent for my friends.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. The filter.
Yeah, exactly.
Which everyone needs. Everyone needs that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that I would say we could already put that to rest. Dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Next up we have, it's all, I think, Kelsey news today. We have
Kelsey watched today.
Taylor herself, we've heard nothing from Taylor. I hope that she's like hiding in a house somewhere. Oh no, what are you seeing?
Greer just tweeted at Gaz, Barron Trump just called me and asked to be an NYU viceroy. It's hilarious.
Oh, but I wish. Give him the job.
Yeah,
poor
right.
Barron. I feel bad for that poor kid.
It's interesting he's going to NYU.
Yeah, I think maybe he just
maybe he'll
to go.
Slay. Yeah,
I hope he does. I feel bad for him because I feel like he's just, you know. I've never heard him speak. I've never heard him. He's just like a kid. He's
just a kid.
Yeah. He's a child.
Yeah.
Let him live.
Yeah.
I always feel bad for
the kids of the presidents,
of
just
course.
In general. Like, Malia Obama couldn't smoke a cigarette without having fucking Daily
so
Mail
crazy.
Up her ass. Like,
I
God
know.
Forbid a girl smokes a cig.
Have a ciggy.
Her
dad is smoking cigs all over the place. That infamous photo.
Literally.
It's a big deal.
God forbid.
It's so dumb. It's the poor Bush girls growing up, like, when George W. was.
It?
Oh, my God, Gia. When he was in office, they were like drunk whores out partying at the club, and it was them.
Maybe
like,
that's why Barron is so low key.
100%. No, yeah. That's definitely why.
Yeah.
Like, after the Bush girls, all of the like kids of the presidents or whatever have been extremely low key. Like they
except
those
for
girls,
Hunter
those,
Biden,
except for Hunter Biden. Well, but he didn't. You know, he was going at it. He was like with the Bush girls.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah.
He was in the back room. You know, cutting up lines or whatever. Yeah. Sorry to Hunter, but
oh,
I hope
God.
He's doing okay.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
But the. But yeah, no, they were, oh God, they were dragged through the mud. I remember it even, like, I was young. I was super young, like, at that time. But even I remember it every day.
That
TMZ, every day. Like, Bush twins. They always said the Bush twins, but I don't think that they're twins. I think they're just sisters.
Yeah.
But they
Jenna
always called them. Jenna and Laura?
Laura. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of, what's that iconic movie where My Date with, no,
my
no,
day
not
with the, My Date
with the president's daughter. Not that one. That's another one. But the one where he, like, is faking her being, he's her secret service, but like he fakes like being her friend or like her boyfriend or whatever.
Oh yeah, with Ashton Kutcher. No, that's My
Date
with the President's Daughter.
Yeah, it's not Ashton Kutcher. It's the brother from Boy Meets World is in My Date with the President's Daughter.
Exactly. You're right. You're right.
I forget his name.
Eric.
Yeah.
Eric.
But no,
his real name Matthew.
It's Katie Holmes. I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
Katie. Holmes,
I'm thinking about Matt. What's his face?
President. Daughter movie. Maybe it's not Katie Holmes, okay, though. First Daughter. Have you seen
First
Daughter?
Daughter. I feel like I maybe have.
And
yes, I have.
Michael
Keaton
have. Is the president.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So good. That reminds, because she like goes out
that's
and parties
so
and she wears like a pink
Will
wig
Friedle.
And like starts like partying that's, and stuff to
yeah,
get
yeah,
like
yeah.
the paparazzi attention.
Incredible.
That always reminds me of that.
Maybe we'll all watch that movie later.
It's
First
really
Daughter.
Good.
So we can pour one out for the Bush girls getting dragged through the media.
Damn, I didn't.
Back in 2002.
I had no idea about that.
Oh, yeah, it was awful. Poor Jenna Bush Hager. She had the hardest time. They were so
really?
Mean to her. They were so mean to her.
Well, a
oh
good thing
God.
She's slaying now.
She's slaying now.
Yeah.
We love her.
Damn. I'm going to have to read up on
it. Honestly, the tabloid, like the pics and stuff are hilarious. Like it's looking back, you're like, wow, that's crazy. But thinking about it as someone's life, you feel terrible.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how most, you know, when you look back on the pop culture coverage from like the early 2000s, it was so ruthless and it was so invasive.
Like, no wonder fucking Britney Spears shaved her head and
oh my
smashed
God.
A car.
I can't believe she was the only one.
Yeah.
I can't believe she was
yeah,
the only
honestly,
one.
Honestly, yeah.
No bullshit. Things were vile. And it was all in print, you know, like no computer. So it was like something happened and then, you know, it would be printed in every grocery store, CVS, anywhere you see, like newspapers,
so
magazines.
Crazy.
Like you couldn't go anywhere
yeah,
like,
yeah,
without
yeah,
seeing
yeah.
it. It
yeah.
was just... And then, yeah, Perez Hilton came around online and, you know,
damn.
Tough, these poor girls.
Yeah.
And it was always girls, of course.
Of course.
But
shall we jump into
Barron
some Kelsey
Trump?
Watch
oh,
stuff?
Yeah,
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Why
yeah.
did we talk about
I
all that?
I don't know why. Yeah.
Because of Greer's tweet about
oh,
Barron
right,
Trump.
Oh, right.
But yeah, so Kelsey watched Taylor, you know, hope that
yeah.
you're getting rest and
yes,
just hanging
hope
out.
We're hoping you're slaying.
She's going to be at the VMAs, isn't she? September 11th, never forget.
I hope so.
I assume, right?
Did you?
Yeah. You can't say September 11th without saying never forget.
That's honestly so true.
You know what's crazy is that the VMAs are here. They're at Barclays.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should we go?
Yeah, we should. We should go. Just but on 9/11, it's so disrespectful.
I mean, that's what people were saying. Like, because people were like, is she going to really announce Red TV on 9/11?
No, she's not going to make any announcements on 9/11. Like,
I don't think so.
That's not happening. It's
I just
not
feel
happening.
Like it's not the right time.
No, not in
place.
New York City.
Yeah.
Let me announce Reputation.
Yeah, right.
I'm talking,
that's
no,
so
like,
true.
There's just no way. There's no way that's happening. So, no, I'm not looking for any announcements, not looking for any whatever.
Yeah.
But I am wondering.
I'm excited to see your outfit.
Very excited to see your outfit. I am wondering what awards she'll win because she'll win a couple for sure, but you know, which ones are they going to give to her and which ones are they going to like give to all the other people? Like if I'm her, I'm kind of calling MTV and being like, hey, listen, thanks for all the noms. Maybe only give me like one award because everyone's going to be on my dick if I win.
Everyone's
going to
be
that,
on my
know?
Dick about it. Yeah.
I think I would, that's how I would feel.
She's, oh wait, these are full list of nominees. Oh, that's annoying. No,
it's
I just
so
wanted
annoying.
What she's nominated for. She's nominated for Artist of the Year and Best Pop.
Yep.
Fortnite secured 9 nominations, including Video of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Collaboration, Best Direction, Best Cinematography, yep. Best Editing, Best Visual Effects, Best Direction. Did they already said that? Yes.
Yeah.
And now Best Trending Video.
Oh, God.
I feel like that could win, like, Best Cinematography.
It could, because it's really well
maybe
shot.
Maybe Best
I think,
Collaboration.
I think Please, Please, Please is nominated too, though.
Ooh,
like, I
that's
think
a good one, too.
The categories are pretty stacked, I will say. But whatever she wins, she wins. Whatever she doesn't, she doesn't. Just remember to vote.
Yep.
And that's another thing, too. It's like, how can you go against the Swifties? It's like how they used to say, like, how could you go against BTS? And so I'm fine with Taylor sweeping the board.
Yeah, me too.
For that.
Oh, I'm
for that reason.
Totally
sorry
fine.
For yawning. But yeah, so we'll just
yeah,
we'll
I mean,
see.
Like, these other... the We Can't Be Friends music video was pretty
it's a
good.
Great music
yeah.
video.
Yeah.
Really good.
But like
one.
All these other ones, like Lunch, Paint the Town Red, Snooze.
Lunch.
Houdini.
Lunch, you know, like She Wishes, Lunch.
Yeah.
Same with Paint the Town Red. I mean,
I don't even remember
great
like
song, but I don't really yeah, the video didn't like knock me away.
Yeah. I can't even remember
Houdini,
like what
no,
it looks
no.
like.
Love Dua, but no.
No, Houdini is Eminem.
Love you. Oh.
You're
oh.
a fake fan.
Wow, I guess I am.
You're
well,
a fake
honestly,
fan.
Honestly, what a lapse of judgment in me because Houdini came out like 3 years ago, didn't it?
I think Houdini came out like, yeah, last year, I think. Last
I
year,
think
2 years
so.
Ago. But it's on her most recent
I
album.
Think so. Oh, it is.
The
okay,
album
okay,
that
okay.
just came out. So you're not 100%
I'm not totally
wrong.
Off. I'm not totally off. Well, then in that case, the Eminem Houdini video, if it's the one I'm thinking of where he's like, he like fights himself as Marshall
I think
Mathers,
that's what it
it's
is.
A pretty good video.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's a pretty good video. I don't know if it'll. I mean, well... MTV loves Eminem and they, you know, I'm surprised they're not giving him some kind of like Vanguard award, you know, like maybe they wouldn't, or maybe they already did. Who knows? Who knows? Regardless, hopefully Taylor just gets to rest and hide away and be herself lazy in the house
yep.
until then. And in the meantime, we will fill our lives with the happenings of the Kelce family.
Yeah. We had,
should we start with Travis or Jason?
Travis.
Okay.
Or maybe we should just start with Jason. Cause
okay.
Okay, sorry. Because
Jason's cute.
Because Jason's Jason. And, you know, I watched this interview, or just like a very brief, I think I sent it to you on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl was interviewing Jason, and he just seems so nice and
yeah.
so engaged. And just like this, oops, sorry. I liked it. This girl. Did I send you that?
Oh, no. Maybe
I'll,
you did,
I'll
but
send
I didn't
it
see
to you.
It. Maybe you did,
but
it's
I didn't so cute. She's like, she asked him a question like, you know, you guys are kind of known for like always crying online, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What did your mom and dad do for you as a kid to like help you like realize that like showing your emotions are okay,
ooh,
whatever?
Great question.
Great question.
One that we've asked many a time.
Yeah, and Jason, just seems so engaging. He's giving like very well thought out, very kind answers. Like, just you know. He just seems like a very considerate, caring guy.
Yeah.
And I just, God bless him.
He's fantastic.
He's going to the Eagles training facility.
Mm-hmm.
He's not taking a cent from them, not taking a
nope.
penny. He's just going for the love of the game. He's just going because
he's
he
just seeing
his
boys.
He misses his boys.
He's just seeing the fans.
He wants
seeing
to
the
help.
Crew.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So cute.
Jason is, he's doing a great job right now. I assume that he is doing the bulk of this like press tour because Travis is
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, playing
yeah.
and training or whatever. Because obviously they did just get this massive deal. And they got to do some press for it. So Jason's
yeah.
been kind of all over the place, has appeared on a handful of shows, and in doing that has told a handful of great stories
yeah.
and great tidbits like that one.
Yeah.
And but a couple of my favorites. One, he said he was asked, wait. I just lost
Is it the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart?
No. The cat thing. Did you see the cat thing? Oh, yeah. One, he's always asked about the family and the girls and, you know, and all that stuff. And but one of our favorites that we just saw is that he allegedly has been telling his kids that cats are poisonous. Yeah. So that's why he's not.
Yeah. He said on the pod today that he's been telling his kids. He goes, it's important for parents to lie to their kids every once in a while.
It's hilarious. Like, yeah. It's so funny. But wait, oh, wait. Actually, I remember the real thing I was going to say. That I just made up on the fly, to be honest, because I forgot. But
well, that did happen.
Yeah. So yeah. He was asked about prioritizing family, the brand, life, Travis's priorities, whatever. And Jason said that their number one priority above all with the show is that they are brothers first and family is first. And that's all that matters.
That's beautiful.
And then from there, the hierarchy is a certain way. Like, obviously, family, love life, like those things are, you know, important in their own way. And they're above everything in their own way when it comes to like what's on the show. But other than that, it's like they're very focused on the show and they have this working relationship that they have their own priorities with.
Yeah.
And so whenever they're talking business or whatever, that's when they have to remember, like, okay, we're brothers first.
Yeah.
Business partners second.
Yeah.
But then like family and love and whatever comes before all that
shit.
That
must be so hard. Doing a show with your brother.
They must have like a lot of, I'm sure they have a lot of help and
totally.
A team and stuff
totally.
Deal with like the nitty gritty of the business side of things. At least I would want that as like a host.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great mindset to have and to make sure that you don't, because things can get contentious if you're having conversations, or maybe you say something,
totally.
You want it out, you want it in, and
your
and
siblings
disagree.
Like you're bound
siblings,
to bicker, like
squabble a little
bit.
Like, and they're so, you know, they're so great and their image is so good that it's like all it takes is one snarky little fight and somebody to take it wrong to, you know, for it all to come crumbling. So
they
I think
seem
it's
like
smart
they
to
are
say
very
that.
Emotionally intelligent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great way
Which
to
is describe. Good because, you know, especially with siblings, you know, you always will say stuff you don't mean. You always might just take it a step too far when you're fighting with your sibling, whatever. But at the end of the day, the bond with your sibling is like no other.
Of course.
And I think, what you said, like, it's very clear that you can tell that they have like respectful boundaries when it comes to working together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is valuable in just life in general. So it's nice to see, like, but I keep thinking about like Oasis and how they're getting back together.
For sure,
and,
right?
And like their brothers.
Well, that was the worst case scenario
and,
where they got in a fight
almost and literally killed each other.
They got in a fight, broke up for like 20 years, 15 years, whatever, however long Oasis was out of, and they tried to come back together a few times and it didn't work. They didn't speak to each other. They didn't see each other. Like
obviously that's
awful.
And that's different because like you're traveling together. You know, you're like writing songs together, whatever.
True,
but
like you're so in it. But it's honestly not. It's not too different because they're still creating something together and they're both profiting off it. So say if like tomorrow Travis decided, I'm out, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I do think the scenario would be different where it's like Jason would be like, okay, you're my brother. I respect you.
Yeah.
And this is a good reason. But with the Gallagher brothers, I don't think there was ever that like
no.
understanding.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like, I don't want to do this anymore. But it's like, well, why? And it's like, because I don't want to. And like, that's not a, to be honest, not a good enough excuse. You're one of the most famous bands of all time, and you've got, you know, you're a great pair, and it's not just, you're not the only one in this mix, I think is kind of the thing. But definitely they seem to have the utmost respect for one another,
it's
and
beautiful.
We love to see that.
Really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know what this was on or what the deal was, but somebody asked Jason what his girls, what's like their favorite Taylor Swift song that they've been listening to.
Yeah.
And he said that they've really been liking I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. But since Ellie is only 4, she says, I'm a real tough kid. I can handle my stuff.
It's so cute. Real tough kid. I can handle my stuff.
Yeah, it's so cute.
So adorable.
Which I thought was, it's just really funny how Jason like really loves I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
It's a good song. Yeah. And you know what? It's a great like song for kids too. Like to get
totally.
Them in. And,
yeah.
and it's just.
It's a fun song.
The irony though of the song. It's never lost on me. It's like, you know, how depressed am I? But I'm still doing it. But it's still kind of, it's uplifting at the same time. It's like, yeah, I'm going through some shit, but I can still do this and it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe it's killing me slowly, but like we're here.
Yeah, like if anything, it's like a good message for kids, like to not push through it, but like you know, you can still do the hard things when you're sad.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Travis news.
Travis news. Well, wait, is that all the Jason news? I'm trying to think.
I think so on my end, at least.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's all we saw. Travis news, one, referring to our episode that dropped on Tuesday, we said that we thought maybe Patrick Mahomes was joking around about Taylor writing plays. Travis then went on the Rich Eisen show and said, I still think that everyone's being like so over the top about this, but he said, yeah, Taylor does. She's written a couple plays, but she's like biased and she only writes them for me. And I think that that's still very funny. But again, I don't think Taylor Swift is literally being like, all right, I'm writing some plays. She's not going to present all these plays to Andy Reid. You know
what I mean?
Like,
no, yeah.
The reason I want that distinction of like she's having fun with it and just seeing like whatever is I don't want the like bros, the NFL. I feel, you know, we're entering this NFL season anew. Mm-hmm. And I want it to go in with good vibes. Yeah. And I don't want anybody to be mad about like Taylor Swift being at the games or whatever. It's like we've already done it. They're used to it, whatever. But I don't want people thinking like if the Chiefs miss
a
play,
she's drawn up,
now she's drawn up plays. And of course, it's like because she did it and whatever.
Funny as fuck. You know? Anytime they call a bad play, I wonder if people are going to be like, that was probably Taylor's
play. Yeah, Taylor fucking wrote that. And like, that's just going to piss me off, y'all. That's just going to piss me off.
Yeah.
That's just something else I don't want to defend. So I'm sure she's just having fun with it. She's writing plays writing out plays for Travis. Yeah. And that's a silly, fun thing that they're doing.
Yeah, it's cute.
Cutie.
He also talked about on the pod about Swift Delivery, the horse that he bought. The horse is 3 years old. Mm-hmm. It's not going to race in any, maybe next, or maybe when it's a little older, they said it'll start doing like the big ones. Mm-hmm. And he said that like he has friends in the horse racing world. Someone reached out to him and like he just said like the stars aligned with the name.
Right, of course.
And he just now. Always does. Yeah, he was like, Jason was asking him all of these questions like, what do you plan to do? Like, what did this, that? He's like, what does the horse do with this? He's like, I have no idea. He was like, you're asking me all these questions. I do not have the answer to.
He doesn't know.
All I know is I like the horse and you know, I wanted to get involved and that's pretty much it.
Yep.
But the horse came in second in some race like last month or something like that. So Swift Delivery slang.
Ooh.
We might have to keep an eye out for Swift Delivery.
We'll keep eyeballs on Swift Delivery. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love that. Love the horse travels and love that he was talking about it on the pod. We also saw, did you watch the new Grotesquerie trailer? I think I sent it to you like almost right before
I did watch
this.
It. Honestly, it kind of looks bad.
Oh really? I think it looks pretty good. Like as a show.
Yeah.
I think like the concept's interesting. It's an FX Ryan Murphy American Horror Story vibe. We've said this a million times.
Yeah.
But like, he hasn't steered me wrong yet. Like I like all of his productions, so I will be tuning in. And
yeah, I'll be tuning in for sure.
They showed like two snippets of Travis, like sort of giving a far off away look in his eyes.
Like,
I need to know the context.
Things are coming.
Yeah, like I need to know.
That's literally what he was like. He was like, wasn't looking Niecy Nash in the eyes. He's like, bad things are on the way.
Literally.
Like, what, Travis?
I'm going to need context before
I
pass
to know what his
any
role
judgment
is.
At all.
Yeah.
I need to know what his role is.
To me,
to
it just seems like, I don't know. How many times are we going to do the fucking crime, murder, mystery, priest?
But this one's got a nun in it,
G. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know.
It's got a nun and a pervert priest.
It's
like every single
giving,
one.
What's a True Detective?
Big time.
Yeah.
To me, it's like True Detective.
Meets American Horror Story.
A little bit of, American Horror Story. And then there is a series of horror movies called like The Nun. There's like The Nun and The Nun 2 and like all this shit. And so, you know, incorporate that all in there.
Yeah.
There's always some pervy going on with the religion stuff in these things. Mutilation.
Yeah, why is it? It's always
Niecy Nash is like, this doesn't even look human. It's like,
no, that's what
I mean,
I'm
I can't
saying.
Wait.
Like,
I can't wait.
The trailer almost like gave a little bit, it was like a little too long almost.
They always are now.
Yeah.
Trailers are tough to watch. I usually don't even watch a trailer, but the only reason I watched it for as long as I did because it took a while for Travis to pop up in the trailer.
It
was like minute two. I was like, oh, okay, finally.
There are bad coming.
Things. It's like, what, Travis? Excuse me?
I'm very interested to see what his things coming. Okay, Travis. What in the
wait.
Hell?
I can't wait.
Oh, God.
It comes out September 28th.
Oh, perfect.
So I can't wait.
Perfect.
It's going to be excellent.
Um,
there, let's see. There, that he's got that going on.
That's like all that I have on my...
Yeah, as far as the new news. Travis,
as far as new news with the Kelce fam.
New news. Oh, yeah, the thing you sent me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing. Grotesquerie. Let's double check. Oh, shouts to Sabrina Carpenter for joining Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande as the only women to chart at least 3 songs in the top 5 of the Billboard Hot 100 simultaneously.
Hell fucking yes.
Sabrina is crushing it.
Like, she's crushing truly, it. Wait, did you see that? She beat out Travis Scott by like 1,000 units.
Yeah, I did see that.
To keep
awesome.
Number one. Let's
awesome.
Fucking go,
let's
queen.
Go, girl. Do it.
That's what I'm
do
talking
it.
About.
Do it right. Lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should.
She sorry probably loves that. That song.
No, I bet she does love that song. Sorry about that for our virgin ears out there.
Yeah, sorry, y'all.
Also, Look What You Made Me Do, the music video, has surpassed 1.5 billion views on YouTube. It is her 5th music video to surpass this milestone. And I'll say, you know, at least 100,000 of them are me. I'll say it all the time. I'm always watching that video. You know why? She has the best outfits in that video. And there's an outfit in that video I'm trying to potentially replicate.
Ooh, love.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I need to be able to find the shoes. That's the most important part of the costume. So we will see.
I need to rewatch that music video, honestly.
It's really good.
I'm not a big rewatcher of music videos unless it's like 4 a.m. and I'm with like my guy friends
and
we're watching.
Like,
let's
watch music videos.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so fun when you're drinking with your friends and you watch music videos. Nothing better.
I always used to show, you know the rapper Logic?
Yeah, of course.
He has a really sick music video, and it's like, looks kind of animated, but looks real life. It's like a GTA-esque type of music video where they do like a heist.
Yeah.
It's so sick, and if you're watching it really high, like, you feel like you're in like the heist. It's really
cool.
Damn,
all right, well, I'll have to watch.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that sounds like all the things that have happened in the last 24 hours since we spoke with y'all, but now I think we move into...
Yay!
Our exciting new
segment. Yay!
Okay. So, as we have been talking about this for weeks, we've been teasing it for weeks, we are going to be paying attention to football this season, and we are going to be doing our very best and placing some bets for the very first time.
Yay!
And thank you so much to our friends over at DraftKings, our new besties, for
new
trusting
besties.
Us with this.
So exciting.
And we hope that you guys are here for the journey because it's going to be really fun. So this segment, going forward from this moment, will be called Draft Queens.
Draft Queens. Woo! We're going to get crowns.
We weren't sure if we're going to be allowed to be called Draft Queens.
Yes.
And then it turns out they love it.
They
so
love it.
We are the Draft Queens.
We are the Draft Queens.
And this, as Kansas City is playing in the first football game of the season on Thursday, tonight.
Yeah.
We decided now is the perfect time to slide it in.
Yep.
And let's just do a little how-to at first. Okay.
Yeah.
So first things first. You're going to need the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Yeah.
And it's obviously easy to download. You can, I think do we have a code for it? I don't know if you like need a code to download. You don't need a code to download the app.
I don't think you need a code to download the app, but when you do, we have a code.
TaylorWatch. The code is TaylorWatch. Yeah. So if there's a point when you're downloading this app and you're signing in and stuff and you're looking for a code, there it asks you for a code, put in code TaylorWatch. Yeah. That's our code. So once you have the app. I'm opening it up right now so you can do it in real time. And make sure you put your facial recognition on because it makes it easy. It logs you out every time you
log you out every time.
It logs you out every time you like get out of it because, you know, it's money. They don't want to – it's like the bank. So we'll be talking about the NFL. So up top, it gives you the option, all kinds of sports you want to bet on and everything. We are just clicking the NFL.
Yep.
And so this week, every week, we're going to be picking a couple of bets that coincide with some stories – that are maybe happening in pop culture, or maybe we're picking them for a pop culture reason, and we'll be explaining all of that in depth and why we're choosing them and everything. So our first bet of the week is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs money line.
Woo!
Woo!
And what does money line mean, Kelly?
What does it mean? It just means that it's the amount of whether they win or lose.
Yep.
We're just picking whether they win or lose, and we think they're going to win, so we're picking them for the money line.
Exactly. That's how easy it is. Like, money line is literally just who you think's going to win, who you think's going to lose.
Yep.
And just keep in mind also, sorry if this is, like, scrambled all over the place, but when you're looking at the numbers, you're going to see plus and minuses in front of them. Mm-hmm. Plus basically means bad, and minus basically means good. It's the opposite. Mm-hmm. So let's... looking at the line right now, the Chiefs are minus 155 for the money line, which means they think they're going to win.
Yes.
Basically.
And the higher the number when it comes to, like, so it's like negative. So the the higher the actual number, even with the negative in front of it, means it's, like, more likely.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if it was, like, negative 180, it's like, oh, they're definitely going to, they're definitely winning. Right,
yeah, you know even if higher than that, like negative like 1,000.
So it just means like odds are they're probably going to win.
Yeah.
And
so the odds are still, the odds are very close for Moneyline with the Ravens and the Chiefs because they're both very good teams. So the Ravens are plus 130. The Chiefs are minus 155. It's
going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good game.
Sources have been telling me, my dad, that this is going to be a pretty good game. He, in fact, is
rooting for the Ravens.
There's
a reason why it's the first game of the season. But we have our trust in our team. We have trust in our Big Andy,
yeah, we
Travis,
do.
Pat, the whole squad.
And these guys are coming out here, and we know. We've been paying attention to how much they've been training all summer. They've been paying attention to, they've got their noses to the grindstone. They're doing their best.
Yeah, they're
coming
ready
out the gate hot. They've got a reputation to protect.
Yep.
They've got, you know, all eyes on them,
yep,
including the Swifties. So that is our first one, and we want to show our support to to the boys.
Yes.
So we are rooting for them and betting on them.
Yes.
Okay, so the second bet we're going to do is we are going to bet the over on the total amount of points scored in the game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Now, we're picking this game. It's the Friday game, of course, your Eagles fandom. And we think that they are going to get more points total, like if you add up the two scores on each side. Right now, it says over or under 49 points total. We think it'll be over that.
Yeah.
And
so that means it's going to be a really high scoring game.
Yes. Which I don't necessarily like believe that for any reason whatsoever. I just feel like 49 feels kind of low in a professional game, their first game out the gate. But also, this game will be played in Brazil. Okay. Brazil! Shout out to our Brazilian Swifties. We miss you so
we
much
miss
on
you
Twitter.
On Twitter, guys.
We miss you on Twitter. So I think that the Eagles and the Packers are going to go down to Brazil and give them a show.
Brazilian fire in them.
They're going to give them a show.
They're going to get ready to go.
They're going to give them a show because they're missing their entertainment, which is Twitter, and they need to fill that void with a football game.
So that's why we're going. And I'll put a little screenshot of what we're looking at on the screen as you guys are looking. But it says like spread, total, money line, and we'll explain the spread to you if we ever take the spread.
We decided not to do that for the
first
one.
We're trying to keep it at layman's terms as possible because we're learning along with you guys also. So like
I also still have yet to find the right way to describe the spread. Like I can picture it in my head and I know it, like I understand the concept.
It's like they
putting
think,
it into words is
yeah
hard.
It's like
people, everybody explains it in a different
in
way
in a different
also,
way
so
yeah.
it's tough but yeah. anyway so if you feel seasoned and you feel like you know what you're doing, obviously do what you want to do, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So all right, the third bet that we will be placing is in favor of a touchdown from Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills.
Josh Allen, anytime touchdown.
Yep.
He is slaying the game with Hallie Steinfeld right now.
That's, and you know
fresh what? Fresh off that little Instagram hard launch.
Hard launch. We love a hard launch in this house, as we all know.
Of course.
So we're
true.
But we're excited for the Bills are great. The Bills are an excellent team. Yeah. They were excellent last year, and we all remember that. Josh Allen is a good guy. We remember their game against the Chiefs was a good game.
Yeah.
Remember the Bills had like all the Taylor Swift theme stuff.
Yeah,
so we like the Bills. We're excited
for
them.
Wait, didn't we not like them because
were
like,
they being rude? Or was that the Ravens? No,
were
rude.
No, it was the Bills, and they were playing all the music. And there, and it was like they had like the themed food
with your Swiftie quesadilla or whatever, your bad blood quesadilla.
The bad blood quesadilla. Yeah.
So maybe we don't like them. No, we like them.
No, we like them. Because we love Josh Allen.
We do.
He's hot as hell.
No, he's so hot, and
so
he's dating
Hailee
Steinfeld.
We want him to score on and off the field.
Yep.
So there you go.
He is dating Hailee Steinfeld. They just became. They've been dating for a while now.
Yeah.
But he like posted an Instagram grid on like August 23rd or something with a bunch of them, you know, photos of her and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, he's another one. He's coming in. He's got something to prove.
Yeah.
The Bills team. They've been waiting in the wings for a long time. They're really trying to. I know that much about them. They want to. They want to make a name for themselves. And so I bet Josh Allen is gonna. At least get a touchdown.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an easy one. So,
I feel like that's a given. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do there is, so you're not going to see any time touchdowns on the main page when you click on NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to click on the game and then you want to go to TD scores, and you'll see Josh Allen right there. You can do first TD score, which means they are the first person in the game to score a touchdown. You could do any time touchdown score, which is what we're doing, which means he can score at least one touchdown every at any time.
Yep.
And then you could do 2+ touchdowns, which just means he's going to score 2 or more touchdowns.
He'll get 2 or more times, yeah. which is ambitious. And it's ambitious. I don't want to put that kind of pressure on him first game.
Plus 400, 425. So that's
which means
less
it's unlikely. Yes. Yeah. Or less likely. Yeah. Less likely. Yeah. Versus any time score is -130 means it's pretty likely that it'll happen. Yeah. So, you know, really, we're pumped up about these bets. We talked about them before this. This is our big debut.
Yes.
We spoke with our DraftKings people, and they are excited for us. They think our bets are good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just excited to start this off, Draft Queen. I'm pumped.
I love Draft Queen.
I love it so much.
It's so awesome. And it's so fun.
And I'm glad they let us use it.
Yeah, I'm glad they let us use it too. Yeah. And I can understand if any of our listeners are like a little annoyed or whatever, like all like the gambling jargon, whatever. Mm-hmm. Once you at least try it once, like it's so fun. And I was so confused. Like so beyond. Confused
Same.
Beyond.
Yeah.
Once you start doing it and getting the hang of it, like there's ways to remember certain things that aren't so like textbook definition.
For sure.
And it gets way less confusing as you know, go on. So it's exciting and it's fun and it's a really like cool thing that we get to be a part of. So we're happy that you guys get to be a part of it too. And don't worry, like again, Yay. Like I said, like we've been in your shoes before. We really did not know how to get started. So DraftKings is the official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they make it easier than ever. It's the number one place to bet touchdowns, and placing your first bet is simple. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, just like we said, select a sport like NFL, and select an option like TD scores, pick who you will score, and place your bet, just like we were saying with Josh Allen. And if you're ready to do a touchdown dance of your own, new DraftKings customers bet $5 to get $250 in bonus bets instantly.
Which is great, especially as a new bettor. You want a little bit of fluff in there
for yourself. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, make sure you use code TaylorWatch. Mm-hmm. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Fabulous. Also, just as a side note, huge shouts to DraftKings for trusting us with this.
Yeah.
But I also think that because we had made this promise to like get into football and try to, just get involved in a new community, a new thing to talk about, I think that having this gambling aspect or, you know, placing a couple dollars on Josh Allen, is he going to get a touchdown or not?
Yeah.
One, it helps you just get more excited about the game,
be
a little more invested in the game, because we're all going to be watching football anyway now. This is our life now.
Yeah.
Our mother says watch football, so we're watching football.
Exactly.
So it'll help us get a little more excited about watching the games if you weren't like a really big fan before. It also, I think, for us as well as our listeners, will be exciting too, because we're gonna make sure like whenever we choose these bets, there will be like a pop culture reason behind it. Like there'll be a reason that we like Josh Allen. One, he's good and hot, but also he's dating Hailee Steinfeld. Like there's reasons these people come into play, which I think will also help remember like who these people are.
Yeah,
I remember, totally. Like,
that's how I remember.
Many
people too is literally from like the tea that they're attached
to. Right, exactly. Yeah. So we'll be like reporting on the tea, but also like, you know, kind of incorporating them into the bets. And I think that it's just fun. It's just maybe you win a couple bucks, maybe you're hanging out with your boyfriend, your dad. I know my dad is so excited about this. Like
he's
like, call me if you need help. Like
that's
cute. You know, who are you picking? What are the bets? Like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so pumped up. And you know, we're a big time DraftKings family, so already. So it's good that they wanted us to hold hands to anybody that's maybe doing it for the first time.
Yes. Like we are here to guide you.
We are
your draft queen shaman.
Yes. So, but yeah, if you have any questions, I don't know. Like we might not be the number one people to ask about like very technical questions.
Right.
But concerning the bets that we're talking about and the stuff that we're showing you guys, you always feel free
to
reach
out. And if you have a question about like the jargon, whatever, like, you know our number 347-450-0723. Text us, call us with your questions. We'll answer them on the show too.
Absolutely.
And we'll do it together.
And please, if you guys do bet with us at any point and any of these bets, please go ahead and share it on social media.
Yes,
reposts.
Yes,
we can
please
encourage others.
Tag
to
us,
get involved.
Tweet at us,
and
tag us on Instagram.
Us
yeah, definitely makes us look good.
Yeah. But I just want to see everybody getting involved. I think it'll be so fun.
I think
be like our
we'll
own
have
thing.
Something in the app. right?
I think so said, too. We're eventually. Hearing rumors that we our faces might be in the app. Like, we might be
you might be
to
able
find.
To just click right there, like right on the front of the screen, and you'll or if on NFL, and then you can see like
you might be able to see what we're up to.
Yeah, exactly. So
and we'll hopefully. And keep eyes on our social because. If
we'll
we
post.
Get, yeah, we'll post all that and we'll make it easy for everybody. Yeah. So, yeah, so
yay!
Draft Queens.
Draft Queens. Do, 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 do. Yeah, but maybe we'll have to start our jingle. Own little jingle for our Draft Queens segment.
Dun, 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 dun,
oh, I
dun,
like that. Dun, 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 dun. Draft Queens. I like, hear
like
you,
hear ye, hear ye. The bets are in, you know.
Wait, I like
that. I like
that.
It too.
Yeah.
I like it too. Oh, it
the
brings
bets
me so
are
jealous.
In.
And okay. that's, well, that's all she wrote, folks. Like, I feel like whenever I'm betting, like, on sports, I have to talk like that. Like, hey, ho, give me a dollar here on the over. Don't, life's too short to bet the under,
hey,
you know.
Come on, hey, give me that money.
Yeah, give me that money.
That's
literally, literally.
Yeah, give me your fucking money.
Give me your fucking money. So that's what's going on.
Yep.
And we're excited. We're excited to watch Travis and Pat and all the other Chiefs boys bring it home for the first game. They will be in Arrowhead. Do we think Taylor's going to go? Maybe, maybe not. I kind of think no.
I kind of think maybe yes.
I would want to think yes.
Yeah.
But I feel
but maybe
you know,
things have been so she wants to chill.
Drama right now. Or maybe she shows up and she like wears a big ass like wedding ring just to be like, "Oh, you thought we were broken up?"
Oh my god.
Well, sorry,
bruh.
Bitch.
I would die, literally die.
That would be so funny.
I know that's what I'm thinking like maybe she does go like, you know, to
yeah,
show
course.
Face
to be like, "Hey,
yeah, like everything's
you guys
good."
Are a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like no quicker way to shut down a rumor than that.
Like when people were reporting that Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin broke up, and she literally just like did a pap walk and just holding up
like,
her hand.
Here I am, like, we're fine.
Yeah,
so funny.
Maybe she just pulls one of
Loved
those.
Loved her for that.
Yeah, me too. Shall we jump into DMs and voicemails?
Fabulous.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Hi, girls. I'm whispering because I'm at work, but I wanted to call and just like ask you guys why you think. Scott Porchetta like doesn't get as much hate from the Swiftie community as Scooter Braun does. And, like, don't get me wrong, like I fucking hate Scooter Braun. Like he's just like a slimy little weasel who like just can't shut the fuck up and like stay in his hole where he belongs.
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel like we need to keep that same energy for Scott. Like let's not forget that he was the one that was in like Taylor's camp, like. Her trusted partner and like supported her through so much of her career and like
totally.
There's so many old interviews of her just like totally talking about how much she loves him and like how he was such a father figure to her and like the trust that she had in him and I'm not saying like let's hate on Scooter Braun less because like he sucks and I hate him so much I just think that we should like spread some of this love around and like not forget about Scott because Scott is like just as icky if not ickier than Scooter and he is the one that sold those fucking masters. So love you guys so much. Kelly, love you so much for bitching out Scooter Braun. You should bitch people out more often. You are delightful, both of you. And I think that's it. Anyways, love you so much. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. And that's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's one that I've been seeing pop up. People have been asking it on in comments and stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, what about Scott? What about Scott Porchetta? Who, for those who forget, he was also involved in this Masters resale deal, like whatever the fuck. He was the CEO of Big Machine Records, which is where Taylor got her
first
start.
Started. Yep.
Here's what I think. That or why I think the reason that Scooter Braun gets more of the hate than Scott Porchetta, I think one because Scooter Braun is more famous, and everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows he's this like fast talking asshole Hollywood, you know, piece of shit, whatever. And I think Scott Porchetta was involved in this. He's old. How old is he actually? Will you Google how old
he
Scott is?
He was born in 1962, so he's 62.
He's 60 something. Yeah. So I think that he is like. A little bit older. He had been doing it for a long time. I think it was probably his like retirement plan, like trying to get out at some point. And I think the fact that he was so close to the Swift family, it's almost like you can be angry at Scooter for being like a scumbag and encouraging this business deal that was ultimately kind of shitty.
Yeah.
But I think with Scott, it's like you're so disappointed that someone that close to you and that you someone you consider family has hurt you that you don't even like you're not even angry, you're just disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, you can't believe that someone so close to you could do something like that.
And I think also that
it's
feel just like
it's almost too painful to even talk about. I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like the people that were kind of around Scooter at the time like made it worse for Scooter, like Justin Bieber like making fun of Taylor, like all that stuff, you know, like they were kind of antagonizing her.
Yep.
And then I feel like that's kind of what made the focus more on Scooter because he had his like little team, his little minions, whatever, also making fun of Taylor, whatever. Right.
Yeah, Scooter turned it into a publicity thing for himself. Scott, I feel, just kind of like recoiled immediately and was just like, I'm sorry, yeah. I don't know. Like, and also maybe he apologized. Maybe he said like,
yeah.
Maybe he tried to apologize. Maybe he tried to have conversations. Like, and Taylor hasn't written any songs about him, you know? Like she, I very much think it's that he was so close to their family that it was probably a painful betrayal.
Yeah.
Too painful to even like dwell on, like almost like get out of my life, never speak to me again, never look at me again, because I can't even process how much you've like hurt me after trusting you for my whole life, you know, because that does have to be the more painful of the two, I would think. Like I would think that the betrayal from Scott Borchetta is worse than the betrayal from Scooter Braun, because everyone knows Scooter Braun's a scumbag and he always was, always will be, whereas Scott was really a trusted person in her life and now and overnight seemingly was no longer.
Yeah.
And so all of that like, it was probably a harsh reality, too, where it's like, wow, I thought of this man as like a father figure. And now I'm sitting here realizing that I was always just a paycheck. You know what I mean? Like, I was not, I'm not his like daughter. I'm not his family member. Like, I am a cash cow.
Yeah.
And that's what he cares about. And, you know, that's awful. That's an awful thing to realize. At least that's what I would assume.
Yeah. I think you're 100% correct with that take. And when you were saying that, I was kind of looking over something that someone was saying and very similar, like, I guess, Scott Borchetta was kind of known for like telling people how much of a genius he was and like finding Taylor or whatever. So when Taylor like kind of had to like didn't really need him as much anymore, like he it seemed like he kind of like got like a little jealous.
Butthurt about it.
Like men says so fragile, we get to Red. Taylor has said that the label was happy with the album, but she fought to keep writing and go to LA and eventually work with Max Martin. And we end up with competing narratives, with one where Scott is claiming that Max Martin was all of his idea. So.
Right.
Maybe it just seems like eventually she was getting too big and he wanted credit that he didn't deserve.
Yeah, that makes sense. I also don't think that Big Machine ever had the capacity to like hold Taylor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Scott himself. Like she's, I don't know who her, like, I guess would Universal Group like be considered her management? Like, I don't really know who runs the Swiftieverse at this point, but Scott Borchetta was never equipped to handle all of this.
Yeah.
Like, whatever she was destined to become, he was always going to drown in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that
this
obviously
is interesting.
Everything worked out for the best.
Yeah. It says, we get to 1989 where she earned enough money that she's paying for all the music production as well as music videos herself and essentially locking the label out of the creative process but not using their advance money. Going pop into a rebel move by promoting it as the album her label didn't want her to make and locking Scott out of the album to claim credit for it creatively.
Mm-hmm.
Ending the era with Taylor pretending to hit Scott over the head with the Grammy in the photo shoot. So there's building tension there and Scott is losing power and influence as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
During the questions, the big machine rep who was asked, I don't think Taylor fully understood how deeply her not allowing Scott to claim credit for her success wounded his ego, though, until after her masters were sold.
Can I tell you, Gia? It always comes down to ego.
Yeah.
With these men.
Totally.
It always comes down to ego.
Like, God forbid she wants to, like, just do her own thing, work to have her own creative ideas, do
exactly.
her own process. And
she doesn't need a babysitter anymore.
Yeah,
And sorry, Scott, you feel. And that also comes with the issue of, I said that she, like, got too big for him to handle. Like, he was, you know, holding her hand and doing all these things for her when she was, you know, 14, 15, 16, whatever it is. And then when she's a grown woman, she can handle her. She's a real tough bitch. She can handle her shit.
Exactly.
He can't handle it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, where's that little girl I could easily manipulate and just, again, cash checks on her on the side. And that is, that's upsetting. You always like to think that these
people are looking out
people,
for you. Yeah.
Men specifically in this case are looking out for you, or at least setting their own interests aside. Like, I understand when you're a manager or whatever, like, you have to certainly keep your own interests in mind.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you're a facilitator for these creative people, and you actually have nothing to do with their success at all. Like, you, yes, you make sure they're in the right places at the right time.
Yeah.
You make sure they're talking to the right people. You're the facilitator. You make things happen, but ultimately they're the ones with talent and they're the ones with the fans.
Yeah.
So don't overstep your own, you know, your own responsibilities, mm-hmm. and then be upset when you're not included in the, you know, it's like no skin off your back. They're not using your money to make the music video. So why are you all pissed off about that?
Yeah.
Like, just don't, you know, it's because you want claim.
Exactly.
Like, that's literally it.
Yeah.
Like, that's, and that to me says like, you're not in it for the right, like that sucks.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, stupid.
And I do think it is like the lack of fame. You know, he
for
was
sure.
Just
nobody,
never as
nobody knows
says
who he
yes.
is. Yeah. People don't even know. And I think also too, what helped in his favor is the confusing part that Scooter's
they
name
have
is
the same
also
name.
Scott.
Yeah. It's crazy they have the same name.
It's crazy they have the same name.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, Kelly here. This is Tony from Boston. You guys,
what's up, hey?
Podcast. Keep it up. I just wanted to talk about, since it's been well over a year now since Taylor did the collaboration with Ice Spice, for me it always felt like a weird collaboration and almost like a PR stunt. And I'm wondering how much Maddie Healy's comments forced that collaboration, and how much possibly Taylor's dad was involved in setting that up. I read this article, or this email he wrote, it's on Reddit, that during the lawsuit, you know, with the Big Machine Records and all that, he wrote it in like 2005, and really painted him as like sort of the mastermind behind Taylor's career, and it feels like he pulls a lot of strings. So the more that I think about that Ice Spice saga and collaboration, it just felt really forced to me. So I was just curious, you know, now that we're well over a year since it happened, how do you guys feel about it? Would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks. And have you read that email that Scott Swift wrote? It's kind of insane. All right, bye.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
That good questions. I will say that we'll get into the Ice Spice thing in a minute. First, I want to say about Scott Swift. They're all Scots, all the Scots.
Oh my God! Yeah,
know?
Shit.
Bizarre.
Scott. Yeah.
So Scott Swift, back in the day,
yeah,
used to be very much
hands-on. Yeah,
hands-on.
Yeah.
A little.
She was young.
Borderline controlling, I would say,
yeah.
to a certain point. But
yeah.
of course, in the beginning, she was young.
Yeah.
She needed her parents to be involved. Scott Swift was heavily involved. Scott Swift is a, you know, a working man, or he was a working man before all this happened. And, you know, he has certain thoughts and feelings on things that Taylor herself doesn't necessarily align with anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that that all came to a head during the Miss Americana documentary.
Yeah, totally.
When it became a political thing.
Yeah.
And she was trying to encourage people to go out and vote against Marsha Blackburn. I've been so wrong, by the way. I've been saying Marjorie Taylor Greene with that. It's
oh,
actually
really?
Marsha Blackburn.
No,
Marjorie
Taylor Greene is the
Supreme
collar,
Court.
Yeah, yeah.
She's an,
no, no, not Supreme Court.
Not Supreme, sorry.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is a senator or congresswoman. I don't remember, but
she's also
the crazy.
Shitty.
She's the
She's also a shitbag.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, Marsha Blackburn is who
Governor
they were talking
of
about.
Tennessee.
Yes. And during the Miss Americana documentary, which again, everyone must watch if you haven't seen it already. It's excellent. But she has a conversation with her. It's her mom and her dad sitting down. And also I think like a head of like her crisis team or somebody. She's Taylor's like in tears being like, it's disingenuous for me to not say anything right now. Like normally I don't get involved. Like, but this is crazy. These are not Tennessee Christian values.
Yeah.
And this woman is a menace and whatever.
Yeah.
And Scott Swift, her dad in the clip is like, you're going to alienate your fans. Like some
he
people,
like really doesn't want her.
He did not want her to like say anything politically and really wanted her to like shut her trap and think about the money. And, and that in that moment, I thought to myself, like, you know, I rolled my eyes at Scott Swift. I was like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But I understand the fear. I understand. And he also was worried about like, you know, people coming after her. Kind of how we're worried about her right now. Presently.
Yeah.
Like if she says anything either way, not that she would ever, you know, not she'd never say anything before Trump, but not that she would say anything regardless. People will come after her either way if she makes some kind of statement.
Yeah.
And especially with like all the tension in the world and whatever, it's like just a bad idea. But back at the time that this documentary was filmed, like, what was it, 2018, 2019, something, is when it was a similar energy, and Scott was worried mostly for her well-being, which I understand, and but it kind of came across like he was trying to be being a little bit controlling. And in that moment, she was like, I'm going to do this, like, whether you like it or not, and I'm just going to need you to forgive me for doing this because I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And that's, like, what she says. And her dad is just kind of like, okay, they hug it out. Everything's fine. Move on, whatever. And then, you know, we all saw how things transpired in the news after. Highest voter turnout of all time in Tennessee. Yep. Like, just a big deal. So her influence does go a long way when it comes to that kind of thing. And so an email from 2005 being a little assertive or whatever doesn't surprise me at all. I don't know what this is. I've never seen that, but I'm like, not surprised.
Yeah, controlling parents is not a new phenomenon.
No.
And I mean, yeah, like if you're in eighth grade trying to be fucking famous, like your parents are going to have a lot of say in what goes on and what doesn't go on. And at the end of the day, he was pushing for his daughter.
15, 16.
Yeah. So freshman in high school.
Freshman, sophomore,
whatever.
High school, yeah.
At the end of the day, he's vouching for his daughter,
of course.
He believes
and
in
protecting her.
And protecting her and pushing her. And yeah, like, I could totally see my mom sending an email like that, being like, my daughter deserves the blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's a parental thing.
Especially when they're the ones in charge. Like, they're in charge of her finances. They're in charge of her career. Yeah. She's under 18. She's, you know, it's a little different when you
careless
have this
man's
megastar.
Careful daughter.
Exactly.
But, with the Ice Spice thing, I think he's very not involved anymore, I would assume. Probably has no
say
or whatever. Maybe he can insert his dad opinion.
Yeah, maybe,
like,
he just has thoughts. But
yeah, but I don't think he has anything to do with the Ice Spice collab.
Absolutely not.
I do agree that it was random, but I think it was either Taylor or Ice said, like, that they've been planning this collab for a while.
So what people, I think, don't realize, because the timeline was fuzzy, well, the timeline wasn't fuzzy. It just, like,
the series of events
all happened, like, kind of quickly.
Yeah.
Where Maddie Healy talked shit about Ice Spice on that podcast.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 weeks later, Taylor Swift brought her out at MetLife Night One. I was there. And I was there.
Yep.
Jack Antonoff, like, getaway car as well. Anyway,
Yep.
And she showed the Karma music video as well at that time. Yeah. And that was, like, May 30th or it was, like,
May
Friday before
15th
Memorial Day weekend
or something.
Of, Friday before.
Before
Memorial Day weekend of May of 2023, it was MetLife Night One. So at that point, they already had the song out. Midnights was out.
Yeah.
And the music video was filmed, done, wrapped up, ready to go. Where none of that would have happened within 2 weeks from when Maddie Healy was talking shit. So obviously it was planned much further in advance than this. And what I think maybe people are forgetting is time, you know, all of a sudden everybody forgets everything, like, day two, is, like, Ice Spice was the hottest thing you could involve yourself with at the time.
She
was on TikTok, and that was it.
She, like, blew up so fast.
So really, it was Taylor just, like, seeing an emerging star and wanting to kind of collab.
Yeah.
And I think that she just, you know, they had conversations about it and whatever. Do you see that Ice Spice, though, is, like, losing people?
I was
about to say,
she's in very hot water
Hot water.
Yeah, because I guess her friend that went on tour with her spoke out and said that, like, Ice was, like, a terrible friend, basically, like, leaving her in the dust. I don't really know 100% of the
details. I don't know all the details either, but it was basically, you're a bad friend. Ice is a bad friend, difficult to work with, and I guess she's, like, people are on her for, like, losing a lot of weight, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're, like, all, you know, where's your ass? Like, that's what everybody keeps saying. And I think that that's just mean or whatever. And she posted a video of her working out in the gym. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, that to me is, like, none of my business. But that's kind of what, that's, like, the three things that people are saying.
Yes.
Kind of circling it all around. And then she keeps losing a shit ton of followers on Instagram, I guess. People are saying she lost, like, 500,000 followers on Instagram, which I don't know what she had before. So I have no idea. But yeah, there's a little bit of drama.
Yeah, it just seems like there's beef between these two girls.
She's been kind of wrapped up in drama, too. She was, like, making out with some girl's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend
Fucking Madeline Argy.
Madeline Argy from the Don Well Network. I forgot about
that, too. She was, like, doing a PR thing with Central C while Central C was dating Madeline Argy. And, like, they were, like,
and
pretend
didn't tell
dating.
Madeline, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, they didn't let her know what was happening. So she was, like, she heard, like, your boyfriend's cheating on you or something.
Yeah, she's
that's, like, crazy.
All of a sudden, I see my Pookie with Ice Spice.
Yeah.
So they're like at the Hermes. She's like at the Hermes store. Yeah, yeah. Like, what the fuck? Pookie, what the fuck? That's
so funny, so honestly. Funny. And she was like, yeah, hilarious about it. But yeah, yeah, I don't know. So I really don't know what iSpice is up to. I don't think
Like, the thing that I'm reading here says Cleopatra, who is the friend that spoke out about iSpice, says Cleopatra also found out Spice and her team snuck off to a steak dinner without her in Texas. Cleopatra says she was hungry at the Best Western they were staying at, and the closest restaurant was a McDonald's. Everyone declined when she asked if anyone wanted to walk with her to the McDonald's. She eventually discovered it was because everyone already had steak.
That is crazy.
Is that
if they
complaint?
Had a group dinner without her? Yeah, is that the only thing? Like, maybe Cleopatra, maybe you're the problem, Loki. Like, you're the one on here, like, trying to expose shit. It's like, maybe you were bad vibes and they didn't want you to come to dinner.
I don't know. I'm confused. But, like,
is this this?
I will say, like,
girl.
I would be fucking pissed off if went out to a steak dinner and I was, like, not invited.
I
like,
would
bitch,
be
hello?
Livid. Yeah. I would show up at the steak dinner. I'd be like, where the fuck are y'all? Like, I'm ready to pull up. Like, that's in 2 seconds I would be there. Are you kidding me? It's like a Longhorn Steakhouse. Absolutely.
But it is crazy. Ice Spice lost, like, 200,000 followers?
Yeah,
something crazy like that.
I have no idea.
It's so crazy how quick the internet could switch up on you in a second, literally split second.
I don't want to jump into that pile.
Yeah,
me
neither.
I think that she's fine. I love Karma. Karma is a text, but I bounce.
Karma is
a
and a bounce. I literally don't know the words. All I know is you think you the shit.
That's okay, baby.
You not even the fuck.
Karma,
I be going hard. I be on my bar. Hacha ba da ba. That's the only words I know. He a munch.
I don't know.
I would be going hard.
I don't really ever know any of her words ever. No. Like, really, even in the Karma thing. It's okay, baby. Come on, don't ever get lazy. Da, 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 da.
All I know is Karma is a check that a bounce. Karma is the
fire in your house.
Something like that.
Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Like, whatever. She's not bothering anybody to me. I thought that she, you know, I thought it was a fun, cute collab. I think when she came out on the stage and she sang and the music video was good. I think her, like, part was cute. Like, who cares? Whatever. Like, whatever. But, yeah, I guess if you're in this moment a year or so later, it does seem kind of random, I guess. But at the time when she like announced that she was on the album, it made complete sense. Like Ice Spice was the fucking hotness.
Yeah.
So made complete sense that she like had reached out to another like emerging.
Totally.
Artist.
Totally.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Let's do DMs. Okay. Love your show. It's so fun to listen to it. Even if I've heard all the Taylor news, it's the closest thing to sitting around with you guys and talking to you about it.
Aww,
although I usually learn new fun Taylor news. The question was not finished. Anyways, my question is, I'm dying to get to my first concert. If you were me, would you buy tickets now or wait to see if tickets get a little lower right before?
Ooh.
The tickets are so outrageous.
Okay.
I thought this was a good question.
That is a really good question. Well, we're kind of dealing with the same thing right now.
Yeah, so are we. Honestly, that is so
a
true.
A little bit, yeah. To a certain extent. But okay.
I say maybe, like, the thing is, it is U.S., so it's like, it's easier to coordinate.
Yes.
I would say maybe wait a little bit. I don't know.
I am conflicted
if
because
you have,
it depends on where you're going.
One, depends on where you're going.
Yeah.
Two, depends on your flexibility. Like,
right.
If you have a flexible schedule, I'd wait. If you have, like, something that's coming up that's around the same time, like, you don't know where you're going to be, whatever, I would secure those tickets now so you just know for a fact you're 100% going. You have to be in this state, in this city at this time because you never know with, like, work, like, people with their 100%. Jobs, whatever.
Yep.
But, like, with us, it's easier. Like, we can kind
we're
of
going
switch
for,
anything
it's
on
part
it.
Of a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We're going for a reason. So we know what's going on. And really, our situation is more like, in what manner will we be there? Are
right.
we going to go, like, with Dave? Or are we going to go by ourselves?
Right.
Like, that's really what we're
right.
trying to figure out. And and he, you know, doesn't. He's not thinking about, like, he's a fly by the seat of his pants kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He'll probably buy the tickets like the day before. So,
yeah.
Which I can't live that way. Like, I guarantee I'll be buying tickets earlier than that. And
yeah.
then we'll have to resell him if he ends up doing it. But
yeah.
like, whatever. Because I am someone who doesn't like to wait last minute for things like that because you never know. But what I do think.
Yeah, waiting last minute is stressful.
It's super stressful. What I do think is that if you are already going to be kind of like you said, you're flexible, whatever. If it's already like in your city. Or something, I would say.
I would just wait honestly, till like
long
day
as you
of.
Can. Yes,
yeah.
Like, if it's in your city or a quick ride or whatever, wait until like the day before.
Yeah, day before.
But if you have to fly there, definitely buy them in advance.
Yeah, agreed.
Definitely buy them in advance. Because you know what? They really don't drop that much. Like, they probably drop the most like halfway through the show, to be honest. Like, because I remember looking, even when we, just out of curiosity, I looked going to MetLife on the in the car with Fran. just to see like how much they sell tickets for. And they were still astronomical. We were literally on the way to the concert and they were still astronomical.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's like, you know, and these are the last US shows for real, for real.
Yeah.
It's, the show's ending in December.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's a
I
lot
honestly
more.
I feel like it'll only get worse.
Yeah.
The tighter it gets and the more sold out it gets, because all these shows will sell out like regardless. So it really just depends on your anxiety. I would say, if you're close,
if you're type A, do it now. If you're type B, wait.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. If you're super close, I could wait. But if you have to travel for it significantly, I would get them in advance.
Yeah. Because it's a lot of planning that you have to figure it out.
Also, something I wanted to say for anybody that maybe hasn't been before. There's really not a bad seat in the house.
No.
Like and it's honestly fun. Like we've sat, both of us have sat in all different all different areas. And even if you're like high up in the nosebleeds, whatever, that's just a better view of like
of
the stadium
stage.
And the lights and the stage and like all the people singing and dancing.
Every
it's loud. Like
seat is a different experience.
Completely.
A different new fun experience.
Completely.
Yeah,
and it's all excellent.
Yeah.
And there are screens everywhere. You can see everything that's going on. Like it's really not. So don't fret if you're like, oh man, I'm stuck with the, you know, $3,000 nosebleed seats. It's like, yeah, that's absurd, but maybe find some cheaper nosebleed seats.
Yeah,
like, because they're all good.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they're really all fine.
Yeah. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last one. Hi, Kelly and Gia. I have a question and comment for y'all, so feel free to discuss whichever. One, I got the Swift Alert app because of you guys. Shout out to y'all because I love it. But has there been any discussion around who runs the app? I ask this because I think it's kind of sus that they were giving out signed CDs, vinyls, and I think even a signed guitar as the mastermind prize on a regular basis. If I had any of that, I know I wouldn't be giving it out as easily. If it's not our favorite pop star, what situation could these people be in where they are just handing out priceless merch for free? Also, maybe this is just me trying to manifest having an app run by our queen before it becomes public knowledge. And then number two, I haven't heard anyone call it out yet, so I want to say that I find it interesting that on the Speak Now album, she sings, "Who you are is not what you did," in Innocent. But on the Torture Poets Department, she sings, "But you are what you did," in The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. I find it interesting that she was able to classify Kanye's mistake in a better light than Maddie's mistake. He must have fucked up big time. Anyway,
big time.
Love listening to you, New York Queens, twice a week. Yay. Thanks for all y'all do. Love you guys. Lily.
Oh, Lily. That's one of my favorite names ever.
Really?
I say if I were to ever have kids, I'd name them Lily and Liam.
Oh, my God. I can, like,
I
picture, like, a mini you named Lily.
Lily.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Cute, I know. I'll probably name a cat that. instead. Kids, ew. No, I'm kidding. I'm not, but I am.
That's hilarious.
I don't want to. No. I'm just joking. So, great.
Don't you
great
know
question.
Who runs Swift Alert? Have you
so
talked to them?
So I was about to say,
yeah.
I talk to them all the time. They are always DMing.
Isn't it a
and
guy?
The text tone makes me think that, but I actually don't know for sure. I don't know who it is, but I know they're very polite, and I know that they are very thankful to us for
imagine
always
it's fucking
talking
Taylor.
About them. I would if the conversations I'm having with Swift Alert is actually Taylor Swift, I will shit my pants. Like, we're best friends, by the way. Like, we're
that's
like,
hilarious.
Sorry.
Maybe we should ask them, like, where do you get
maybe
your...
I should, like, who are you? But like, maybe I will ask.
I figure they would want to keep their identity
definitely.
Private.
Yeah,
because like
never,
if there was a malfunction or if something went wrong, no. like getting all like the bat, like getting, you know,
the
peanut
backlash.
Gallery.
Yeah, of course.
Opinions.
I think, they already had that issue. People were so fucking stupid about Swift Alert was going to do like a football fun guessing thing. Honestly, similar to what we're doing with Draft Queens by DraftKings, but without money and stuff. Like, it wasn't really gambling.
Oh, okay.
It was just
yeah.
a guessing game in the interim before the shows start back up. And people started coming after them and being like, this is an invasion of Taylor's privacy. It was basically just going to guess, like, will she be there or not? And, like, what's going to happen at the game? Like, will she blow a kiss? Like, dumb. Or at least I assume that's, like, what they were going to be doing.
Right.
And then people were up in arms and acting crazy about it, and they ended up like scrapping the whole thing. So they're not doing that. They are doing something else. I did just get
interesting
Swift alert about something going on. Or they were there. Oh yeah, let's see. Oh no! Ooh, this is a new thing. We now have terms of service and a privacy policy to before we end in. So the thing is that Swift Alert is not one person. It is one person obviously came up with it, but they have a small team that helps with the app itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And the it's a lot of technology that goes behind this.
Yeah.
And you know they've got graphic designers and they've a bunch of people I know working with it. I also know that our girl Olivia, who is on the show with us, is friendly with them, and her tweet or Instagrams are featured in their feed sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what that, we'll have to ask her what that deal is like. I've been saying that for months and I always forget to ask her, but we'll see her in Miami, so we'll ask. And so I'm not sure totally how like that involvement started happening, but I do know that they, whoever it is that they're working with, I think that the signed stuff is either coming from like other fans or like people donating it, or maybe they have like a source.
Yeah, maybe they have a source, like a memorabilia source. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, memorabilia source.
Well, it's actually kind of crazy. Like, I went to a random like memorabilia store in Kennebunkport.
Yeah.
And they had like a bunch of like Folklore signed albums,
right.
Midnight signed albums. Like,
people.
There's
you
just.
Know.
But also, like, I don't know if they can like 100% verify. I wonder if the things that they give away are like 100% verified, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I don't really know.
Obviously, like some things go through like the verification process, but like once like a signed album gets passed around a bunch of times, like you don't know if it's real or not.
Right.
So there's like certain companies, whatever, that do like the verification. So I wonder maybe they work with the company. The Yak, did some stuff with a memorabilia company.
Right.
Like, that's how I got the Folklore album.
I remember that, actually. I remember them doing, like, a deal or, like, having a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So maybe they just, maybe they know a guy.
Maybe they know a guy.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm now looking at their thing. They have a bunch of new games. The games they have right now up here are Mastermind, obviously. They also have Bracket Battle.
Yeah, they've had that.
Fill out. Yeah, okay, which I didn't know about that. And that's like song stuff.
And
Taylor
they have like
trivia.
Fun like quizzes.
Yeah, yeah, Taylor Trivia and Taylor Song Rankings. And their partners are, they have a partner that has to do with voting, Swifties Voting.
Love.
They have the Swift Alert Shop, The Lucky One, which is a story for Swifties, Rose Blush, Swiftie Merch Shop, Taylor Time, community app for Swifties, and Found Wonderland, another Swiftie merch store. So it seems like they've got a Swift Beat newsletter, which, oh shit, I should start my newsletter back up and slide mine in there. No offense, Swift Beat. But it's just, there's a lot of, and Olivia is all over this.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She clearly knows these people well, whoever they are. But we'll have to ask her. But
yeah.
They definitely are like a small team of people that are doing their best to like keep it fun and not weird. And I think they do a really good job of not like feeding into the freaks so much online.
Yeah,
they're always freaks, and keeping it fun. And so But I forget was that the main part of the question? Which is like, who are they? Is it Taylor? Oh yeah, no, it's not Taylor.
It's not Taylor. I wish that it was. Yeah.
But they're always thanking us for saying nice things about them.
Oh, that's
so
nice
we
of
love them.
Love you,
love
Swift
you.
Alert.
Love you, Swift Alert. You're the best.
Yay.
So yeah, that's
they're
that.
Genius. Whoever it was is a
so smart.
Genius.
That's yeah. whoever. Yeah, yeah, whoever is working on that and is dealing with that. Like, you know what I do think though? I do think that Taylor's team, I'm positive, is aware about it because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Like it's all over the streams. It's all over even some of the jargon that we come up with, like along the Swift Alert thing.
Yeah.
The like dancers sometimes use in their captions and stuff. So I think everybody is like
totally
people know
I think
about
so.
It. Will you read out loud possibly the one message that we got from
yes, I forgot about that. Yes,
in animation, perhaps.
Yes, yes, I totally forgot about that. That's so funny.
Just quickly before we go.
Yes,
as a follow up,
we got this lovely DM.
So yeah, I think yesterday I was talking about animated movies, whatever.
Yeah,
and how we
your Central Park course
and my Central Park course movie that I really want to make, and I kind of said like whoever if you're in animation or whatever, reach out, and I was dead serious. But I did not expect to have a response.
We got this message.
Maybe don't say the name. Don't
yeah,
the name.
I won't say her name.
Yeah, yeah.
They even sent us their IMBD, which was DB,
which is
very
is crazy.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah,
so they said,
so
hi, Kelly and Gia. Just watched the latest Taylor Watch episode. Slay! I'm writing in because Kelly asked for someone in animation to reach out. So here I am, friends. My name is blank, and I am a huge Taylor Swift fan, and I've been working in animation since 2007. I started as a productions assistant on the Simpsons movie and then went to Disney and worked on a few projects there and then worked at Paramount, Sony, and now I've been at Skydance Animation for the last 6 years. I'm happy to chat with Kelly about her Central Park horror story. Feel free to message me here or reach out to me on socials. I'm blah, 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 everywhere. And if you'd like to check my IMDb so you can see I'm for real, here you go.
Which, first of all, that's exactly what I wanted. I just wanted somebody that I can ask questions to. Like, I want to ask this girl questions. I want to ask and just see, like, what does it take? You know what I mean? Like, what's it take to make an animated movie? What's it take to get a little script in front of somebody? Like, what's going on? So, we'll keep you all posted on that. I'm just so excited because I feel like I've been saying, like, if anybody knows anybody in animation, I swear to God, for 5 years.
No, I know.
Like, I say it one time on Taylor Watch, and of course, like, of course we have animation Swifties. Like, of course.
The Swifties always come through. And it's a beautiful thing.
The Swifties is, like, a better sorority than my sorority. Like,
honestly?
No offense to Kappa Delta. Yeah,
no offense to
Kappa
Theta.
Who are crushing it, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Theta did a lot done. They got me my friend group.
Of course.
Taylor Swift, then the Swifties.
It's our adult sorority.
Yeah, true.
Shout out to the Kappa Deltas at High Point, by the way, because whoever's doing their social right now is crushing it.
Ooh.
And it's looking like really fun and cute, and all the girls are looking fun and cute.
It's making me
like jealous and bitter.
No.
Yeah. It's the first time I've been jealous and bitter, but like they're crushing it and they are so
adorable.
Me and
my friends
AOT
send
ladies.
Stuff to each other all the time from our sorority Instagram because we got so dicked over because of COVID, whatever, but we still got to graduate. Like,
I
we still had like
that.
Our senior year, mm-hmm. but the younger girls dicked us so hard with like all like the fun senior send off stuff.
Of course.
Didn't do anything for us.
Aww.
And now like we always see like all this cute fun things that they do for each other. And I'm like,
and you're like,
bitches.
Say whatever, bitches.
Yeah. Whatever.
Listen, nothing is old news faster than the minute you graduate or the minute you're on the way out. They're like, it's like they don't want to get it. They don't want to get close.
Literally.
It's like being old is contagious all of a sudden.
Yeah,
like, get
literally.
Away from us. Like, we're holding on to our youth over here. It's fuck off.
Exactly.
But no, so thank you again to everyone who called in, send messages.
Yes, thanks, guys.
Even for things like that, like my animated horse thing. because, you can always count on the Swifties, and you guys are the best.
Totally.
We love all your questions and your thoughts and your DMs, so thank you again. Make sure that you, today, Thursday, you have to, if you're wanting to bet alongside us with the DraftKings bets for our Draft Queens segment, make sure you get your bets in, before the games start.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure to tag us.
Tag us, please.
Repost anything if you guys
are taking
our bets. Yeah. Tag DraftKings.
Hashtag DraftQueens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Send it to your favorite DraftQueens. Mm-hmm. Get your other queens involved.
Get
your girly pops
involved. Get the girls involved. Get your men involved.
Exactly. It'll be a fun thing for us. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, at least one of our bets hit. Maybe
I know. Fingers crossed. We'll be posting. How about this? We'll post to us like our us. We're gonna be together. I forgot. We're gonna be together at that event at this.
Oh
at the
yes.
Event.
Oh, perfect.
So okay. So then
we'll
make sure you follow
tomorrow.
Us on follow us on Taylor
or
Watch because we'll be posting our reactions to or at least for the Chiefs Ravens game.
Yes,
we'll be
Chiefs
together.
Game. Yep.
So we will.
See you guys.
See you guys next Tuesday.
Yep.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.